Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Happy Friday, Joe Ostrowski, Chris Mack, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Man, I feel like the Atlanta Falcons are getting killed for what they did, Joe. And we talked about it on the show. JLC said that it is a possibility. We even debated about it before this was on many people's radar. And here we are. Kirk Cousins is a little upset this morning that the Falcons drafted Michael Penix. Perhaps overdrafted Michael Penix, Joe.
Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, there was conversation about J.J. McCarthy going in the top three, top five, certainly, and he ends up going before him. Whoa. I mean, yes, it was discussed. I laughed at it. And I don't think if you laughed at it, you were wrong. Because I don't quite understand what the Falcons are doing. Is there reasoning behind it? Sure. But the reasoning all points to Kirk Cousins not being healthy, right? So if you're worried about him not being on the field for you, why do you give him 4 years and $180 million with $100 million guaranteed? If that's a legitimate concern, don't you have to vet all that out? Like, that's my big thing. And the other part is, he's old, and by the time his rookie contract is up, he's going to be almost 30 years old. I mean, there's that. And okay, worried about Kirk's injuries. Well, this guy has more injuries than any quarterback I remember in the modern era of football coming out of college.
It seemed like a really weird insurance policy, right? Like that, yes. that idea of, okay, we know Kirk is old and he's coming off the Achilles and all that kind of stuff. I can understand. It's part of the reasoning we used yesterday when we talked about this idea of why I could see them going quarterback. Penix, though, it is. It's an odd insurance policy because this is a guy that should be ready to go sooner rather than later, right, Aaron? But now you've got – you can't buy yourself out from underneath Kirk before the end of the 25 season. So that's the thing is, if you had 1 year that you had to pay on Kirk, okay, I could see this. This makes a whole lot more sense. They've got 2 years really that they have to pay on Kirk before they can get out from underneath it.
Well, maybe they think for those 2 years, Michael Penix will be learning. He'll be healthier, perhaps not as injury prone. Maybe that'll just disappear from his genetics. But also you look at a team like the Jets, they go all in, they get Aaron Rodgers. He barely makes it, you know, into the season, and they should have probably done more. I don't hate it, but maybe I'm alone here. I don't hate it. I can see the injuries with Michael Penix, and it is a bit head scratching, but looking at Kirk Cousins, I think it's just more of an insurance policy, and maybe it motivates him too. Like, hey, you got Michael Penix over here waiting, so let's make sure we're healthy.
T's and P's, Ian McMillan. No, I mean, they've been just destroyed since last night, and I think that's going a little bit too far. Like, everybody has gotten their rants off just killing the Falcons. I know Nick Ashew in live time last night, he's like, this is organizational malpractice. That's going too far, okay? Because what I will say in their defense is, in the end, we're talking about securing the quarterback position. The most important position in the game, the most important position in sports for my money. So I can't be the guy that says until you get it right, you got to keep trying. Take another swing until you know for sure you have your dude. Take another swing. I can't be that guy and then also be the guy that says, oh, why are they drafting a quarterback when they have an older one that they just brought in? Like, it doesn't make the most sense to make big moves in the same year, but I'm not going to kill an organization that decides, okay, we're going to have a backup plan here, guys, because if this goes wrong, I don't want to have to tank the next few years. We don't want to have to go through this. We're building towards something. So in that sense, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. But you go in on Cousins, come on, let's build around him a little bit. There's an opportunity with this soft division.
Here's the part you can miss me with, the, oh my God, I can't believe they didn't tell him until right before the pick.
Oh, shut up.
Guess what? This is the uber competitive landscape of professional sports. They're not going to go out of their way to tell you, hey, listen, Kirk, we don't want your feelings hurt. So we want to tell you now that if we get a chance to draft a quarterback eighth overall, we may do it. We're not real sure. No, they texted him apparently while they were on the clock filling out the card to tell him, hey, we're probably going quarterback here. And he can say, or his agent or his representatives or his whoever, his people can tell Diana Russini that he was fairly shocked. Okay, you're shocked and stunned. Now get over it. You just got paid. You're going to get paid by this team. All you have to do now, if you're Kirk Cousins, is be better than the last guy who wasn't very good to begin with. Do more with the offense. And don't be a jerk to the guy behind you. Like, you can bring him along or be a part of that process. Or here's the other part. You don't have to be that guy. You don't have to be nice if you're Kirk Cousins. He will be because he's that guy. He'll be the kind of sort of usher along Michael Penix Jr. and try to show him the ropes. But he doesn't owe Michael Penix that either. Like, this is what it is. This is professional sports. Like much of life, it's dog eat dog. And if they think they can be better by doing something, they're not going to call you to tell you all the time that they think they can get better. That's life. The people that were out against the Falcons for not telling Cousins ahead of time, I'm sorry. I don't know how familiar you are with how the real world works. That's all.
The Falcons have tried and failed throwing young guys into the fire. They're taking a look at it and saying, okay, what we want to do is have a guy sit and learn behind a professional like Kirk Cousins for the next couple of years. So in a sense, they're getting killed so much that I find myself defending them a little bit, but
I do too.
It's the position. Now I will say for everybody that's like saying, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? I will remind you that kind of behind Terry Fontenot, that Ryan Pace is a director of player personnel, and he does not have a great history at the quarterback position. So that would be a bit of a concern. It is so stupid. Like, compete. First off, the Falcons paid you, Kirk, to be their QB1. This is not them trying to draft the guy that's going to replace you. You haven't even taken a snap with the team. They want you to be their quarterback. They want you to be very successful. It's a bit of an insurance policy. It's a look at the future. But one of my favorite stories about that was in 2017. It's another Pace Trubisky one. Is the Bears are having one of the team draft parties that all these teams have. And at the draft party, Mike Lennon's there. We like Mike. Mike's our quarterback. Mike Glenn. He's at the draft party. He had no idea. Like, Bears move up to number 2 overall. Here's your replacement, bro. It was hilarious.
Moment.
Yes.
Jeez.
Also, Kirk's going to be 36 in August. I think you got to be somewhat realistic here. I mean, in a couple years, he'll almost be 40. He's coming off a torn Achilles. Just to reiterate, I think it's ridiculous to be so harsh on the Falcons about this. I think it's smart to, you know, see what you have with Michael Penix at some point. But obviously they're committed to Kirk Cousins anyway. I just don't think it's a big deal. Everyone's shocked because they, you know, they thought they were going to take a different position player.
How many times did we say, okay, everybody has had a defensive player locked in at number 8 to the Falcons? It just felt like groupthink over the last month. It's just, Turner, just because. Turner. Oh, well, if it's not Turner, maybe it's this defensive player or that defensive player. It's got to be a defensive player. And we've been saying, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know that just because they bring in a defensive-minded head coach that they're definitely going to take a defensive player at number 8 overall. I understand not trusting this organization with their checkered past. This is an organization that had no interest in Bill Belichick, you know? So how does he not crack your top 3 in your coaching search? So there are some things, I think that's part of the reaction that we're seeing.
It's been a weird offseason in Atlanta, to say the least, and this is kind of the cherry on top to things happening that people didn't expect. After the Penix bomb went off at number eight, and we'll get into the point Joe started to make there that we really started to read the tea leaves on yesterday during the show about defensive players going so late in the first round of the NFL draft last night. But after the Penix bomb went off at eight, all of a sudden at number 10, we get more quarterback news, and the Vikings move up one spot to get J.J. McCarthy. So we hit the over on McCarthy's spot. We had over 5.5. And also, that got us over 4.5 quarterbacks for the round in the first 10 picks, actually, which is wild, considering we were talking about where these top four quarterbacks were going to go. Would 5 and 6 even go in the first round? Also, you brought up Bill Belichick, Joe. Here's Bill Belichick, his thoughts on Drake May, who went just a little bit before those guys.
And what do you think about the player that they took in this new era?
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He does has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. Josh Allen's a pretty special player now.
Bill Belichick with Pat McAfee last night on ESPN talking about Drake May, who does go third to the Patriots. Quarterbacks didn't quite go the way we thought they would once we got past the first three, Joe, but it ends up shaking out. I mean, quarterback heavy. This is going to go down as either a quarterback heavy draft for a reason, where a lot of personnel people did the right thing and got out ahead of it, were super aggressive, or it's going to go down as an absolute dumpster fire of a draft. I don't know how much in between there can be. Like, it feels like this may be the peak of overdrafting quarterbacks and that narrative line in the NFL. And we're going to see how it goes. It's going to play itself out over the next year or two or three.
Well, the last time we saw six quarterbacks go in the first round, it was not overdrafting quarterbacks at all.
Yeah.
It was 1983, and you get three Hall of Famers out of that group. And the last of that one, you're well aware, Dan Marino. So you just never know how it's going to check out. But, yeah, just offensively, just to have single digits in defensive players in the entire first round for the first time ever, just we were wondering if teams would lean a little bit more defense, even though the talent was steered towards the offense in this draft, coming off a year where there was less scoring. And what the league said is, nope. We're all in on offense. We're all in on quarterbacks. We took six of those. We're going to tie an all-time record with receivers as well. You get seven of those, and offensive tackles are flying off the board every time you look. The league went all in on offense. And part of it is you didn't have those elite pass rushers on the defensive side, but that was another big storyline from last night.
Yeah, and just so many teams needing quarterbacks too, and so many available that when we did our own draft, it really did become clear, like, oh crap, like this is a real possibility. Awesome. It hit me in that moment, and then I'm thinking, no, this can't be. And it's just wild how it did play out that way, because we did the exercise ourselves. But yeah, I had thought all along like Bo Nix and Penix would get into the first round. It just seemed like too many teams were going to be reaching.
You know, on the receiver one, with the quarterbacks, so many of them hit, you know, Jim Kelly, Elway, Marino. And then I looked at the record that was tied from 2004, when seven receivers were also taken in the first round. And after Larry Fitzgerald, I was like, oh boy. I don't even remember some of these names from 20 years ago. We remember Roy Williams because of what he accomplished in college. Reggie Williams, Lee Evans, Michael Clayton, Michael Jenkins, not of the morning show, Rashawn Woods. Who are these people?
Oh, man. Well, that was 20 years ago. Hopefully it works out better.
Well, hopefully Roma Dunze in particular works out at number 9. That worked out for the Bears as well.
Yes. I had that bet.
Falling to him.
Over 8.5. I was so happy about that one.
Man, the Bears actually read the room correctly and said, no, we're not going to take the first defensive player. And you had to wait and wait and wait for a defensive player to get going. So we'll go over all of our bets. But, yeah, love draft night. Still have a couple hanging in the balance where a player was not selected. We can explain that coming up. And, you know, the NFC North, the look of it is going to be very different because half of the starting quarterbacks changed last night.
Man, have you changed your tune at all? I guess we can get into that coming up. But I know you're saying you want Bears futures. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. We continue to recap the NFL draft and go over some of our bets next, right here on the BetQL Network.